The button's pressed.
The button is pressed. GURPS Wars, episode 77, recorded on Redacted. Starting now. You may all commence with 5 minutes of banter.
Yeah, today, which is still Thursday in my mind, I've been told it's Friday, but we had Trash Night disrupted by Memorial Day, so Trash Night is always Tuesday, even when it was on Wednesday. So, yeah. Yeah.
And the best part is this comes out on a Monday or a Thursday, I don't know which.
Well, it sure is a Thursday right now for my brain.
Which means it'll probably come out on a Monday, but it's a 50-50 shot.
It might still be a Thursday on my brain. No, wait. Monday, I have something that happens, so I know that... Yes. Hi, welcome to GURPS Wars, a homebrew GURPS Star Wars with my wonderful players, Crash and Ellie and Eo, and who are hopefully not too far away from their microphones at this moment, or too much still eating something quickly to fuel their chaotic natures for gaming. What happened last time?
I made a claim that I had not seen Eo's mom or Beth together in the same room.
You haven't seen us in any room.
I am technically correct.
Which is the best.
You heard
kind
Beth.
Of
she used the plural.
It's the royal way.
Also, I made a cameo for some reason. What's up with that?
It happens. And Hooks makes cameos. Monty
and
makes Hooks cameos.
Left the door open. All...
Yes. And like a cat, you strolled in.
Describing Monty as a cat is so apt. Shows up, causes
dragons,
chaos.
Cat.
Believes it's somebody
expects
else's
to be
problem
admired.
To fix.
And expects to be admired.
Yes.
While insisting on also being fed.
Also fiercely... protective of his adopted people.
Mm-hmm.
My notes have two
minions.
Lines in them from a conversation that was had near the end of that session from last time. First line is, and Tuxa saying, I think we ought to find this Ebony Veil fellow. And then it was a little hard to make out, but I think I heard Sen say, I think we ought to talk to Sandcastle.
Sandcastle.
That's not what I heard. I'm a horrible person, and we all know this.
We all know this.
But
so,
apparently we've done some digging, and this Ebony Veil person made some kind of ritual. They didn't even bother to show up for it, but they may in fact be sapping mm-hmm. life energy from a whole bunch of people who were there because everyone else was there because everyone else was there.
Or yep. putting it into them.
Yep.
By way of possession. Could be both, could be either. Could be something, a secret third thing.
And we do have our vessel filled with blood. Only this time it's a bowl. And it has glass in it too. This isn't better.
And the
this
blood
is
dried.
Not better at all. Yes, I
but
know
the blood
is dry.
It did dry. It was not.
It's still
it
bloody glass.
It wasn't mysteriously liquid.
It's still well, bloody yeah. glass. And you can parse yeah, that more
true.
Than one way. I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I believe that you people have decided to plot, presumably not out on the sidewalk, although it's your player, your characters, so who knows? You know, the PCs plotting on the sidewalk, yeah, sure.
Nobody would ever overhear us.
If we roll high enough on intimidation, everyone will give us a 2-block radius gap. Mm-hmm. Ren could also provide us with a 2-block radius gap. If I roll high enough, bless you. Rain could also provide us with a 2-block radius gap by rolling something other than intimidation.
Yes, and then there would be so much that was gapped. It would be a serious case of mind the gap.
It would provide a solution for one problem while causing several others. But I believe that is our modus operandi. Or at least it's Rand's.
Mm-hmm. Operandi, you say?
I probably used the
did
word wrong.
Did you say operant?
I thought I did.
No. Maybe, but on operandi, it's what Rand does.
Oh.
I am upset that I had to have that pointed out to me. But like the shirt I have that says, intend your puns, you cowards, which, by the way, I do wear to school. I will retroactively intend that pun.
Excellent. Good.
Oh, and we have been reminded, the most important reminder, the outfit that Intuxa is wearing this evening, which looks like it is on fire.
Is a confection, black and flame confection that has an extremely long train that does not drag on the ground because it has strategically placed little levitating whatsits. Little levitating, not droids, but, you know.
And the technical term is doohickeys.
Yes, doohickeys. Little levitating doohickeys.
I was told the technical term was utini.
No, those are the hidden ones, darling.
Oh.
What were you saying, Crash?
What you wrote above the outfit that you've shared, I read that and in Tux's voice. Well done.
Should be, by all means, come closer. Yeah, it could be a bit...
You are a part of this conversation.
Really? Honest. Right.
Well, while we've been having this conversation about having a conversation, I have been calling to see if I can get a reservation.
At the Blue Orchid?
Yes.
You can, in fact, get a reservation. It's a bit crowded and... You are all getting the, what's the right word? You know, don't be late or your reservation may go to somebody else if you're more than like 5 to 10 minutes late. Be punctual. It's very busy tonight.
As always.
Yes, as always. This is true. Just move people around on the seats here. Okay. So.
This is how we indicate that time has passed and different people are in the cantina. Different, the same icons are in different seats.
Correct. That is, in fact, how we indicate that time has passed in the cantina. The icons are in different seats. This is 100% how it works. There. I will move people around. Actually, I'm going to move these two around this way. There. Okay, they're moved. I've activated the thing. So. Do you wish to engage in any other discussion and or banter before technically being where you have been placed, i.e. the map that I just activated?
Well, I think I'm going to wait until there's actual crowd noise.
I'm not making actual crowd noise. I do not have...
No, you're not.
Oh, good.
Wait, hold on. I got something.
Peas and carrots.
I got something. Here we go.
That's practically a Rickroll.
The crowd is made of gonk droids.
Mouse droids.
That is what I meant.
They all look so adorable. Each one is propped up on a chair so that the front wheels are on the top of the table.
And no further discussion of any use than more like things like you've got to try the XYZ at the place and checking over the menu. Okay.
I do like how Sen and Ran are on either side of the doors here, so Intuxa can stride in between us.
Mm-hmm.
Probably while we hold the doors open for her.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the Blue Orchid. I think I described it last time. It's a nice little nightclub place, basically. It's got a lot of tables in sort of in the middle. It's got a bar up at the upper right, the north, upper northeast. It's got its two things, well, the mysterious bathroom markings that, you know, one says paladins and one says anti-paladins.
Don't let them collide.
Well, that's why it's two different doors. Paladins and anti-paladins. Off to the southeast of the room. The southeast wall. The doors are in the lower southeast, so off to the southwest or lower left is the sort of an L-shaped table, and let me just activate some icons there. And which is a red Twi'lek wearing white, who is, you know, these cup-shaped chairs, or they can be love seats if you're really closely cuddly. And he's being pretty, they're being pretty closely cuddly, him and a probably bleached blonde human who is probably really practiced in looking that adoringly wow vapid. And often the other two are a couple of, honestly, they look like bodyguards. There's still a singer up on the stage, which is at the upper left, northwest, according to the map. There's some stairs that go up it, and from the angle that you're at, you can't really tell what might be in the furthest corner back of the stage. There's a little keyboard in the back corner that people probably come and play nice music or have bands that aren't singers sometimes. There's room in front of it for people to go dancing if they want. And there's all the tables in the middle, and there's the little stand. It's not a podium. The podium is what you stand on. See, also pod, lectern, not quite the right word. Tall desk. You know, restaurants have them. With a blue Twi'lek there. Desk.
Kiosk.
Yeah. Sort of a kiosk, except I think of the mall kiosks, and those are like, they have...
Well, they're self-service kiosks. They're like kiosks, popcorn. But this is a
regular
kiosk. Yeah,
sort of. It's a little tall desk thing, and it's got the computer where people can, you know, check the reservations and such. And it's got the blue Twi'lek gal. Very pretty. Has aged well. Oh, darlings, I see you're back.
And Pixo will swoop in as indicated.
Swoop.
Darling, I am so glad I finally got a chance to dine at your fine establishment. You'll find my reservation under Quo Velim. And I, as promised, I am not a minute late.
You are, in fact, exactly on time. Excellent. And here's the table we've got here. She will show you over to... It's basically the southmost of the assorted tables. It's got four seats at it. It's not quite the closest table to where... the red Twi'lek and his entourage are, but that's only by a matter of, you know, a corner, and it'd have to get out the ruler to be sure.
Ram will take his usual spot, and by that I mean, this is the same table we sat at earlier, and I'm putting Ram back where he was.
Alas, I didn't change that table around. Maybe I should have. Oh, well.
No, it's fine. It's funnier this way that Ram is already thinking that this is his usual seat. It's the second time
chair.
He sat in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are many like this chair, but this one's mine. I can take it apart and put it back together poorly.
Indeed.
The Twi'lek passes out. Let's administer first aid.
Menus. You're given menus. You're given drink menus. The drink menus, some of them have a discreet price on them. A few of them have ask your waiter. Glad you don't have to be eating in a rush this time, and take your time. This one should be all set. We had a cancellation. You can stay on at this table for, till closing. And then she will wander back, unless you want to talk to her or something.
Well, that's handy.
That would appear to be the same. You know, this would appear to be the person you've been looking up, who is Sandcast. No telling who the girl is. You haven't seen any pictures of her before.
Well, that means she's dangerous. On the other hand, we have done the perky servant girl turns out to be spy thing. So perhaps she is what she seems.
Perhaps she's
in any event.
Perky
spy. Here is what I have learned about the ritual and about, what was his name? Ebony Vale.
Uh-huh.
So dramatic.
Considering all the names that some lords and Darths pick, the dramatic is certainly, it happens.
Well,
of course it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it happens. But usually names like that are preceded by, a Darth. Darth Ebony Vale. I can see it now. He'll be laughed out of the Dark Council, but anyway, here's what I know. And I will recap what I learned from Hurst and Manan last session.
Ran will nod understandingly as if the player remembers everything from the last session.
And well, Tuxna will, encouraged, continue as if the player remembers everything from the last session.
I need to recap this, you people.
For a recap, go back and listen to our previous episode.
Excelsior! That's what you say, isn't it?
A thing that we are currently refusing to do. Because that's something you do on a Thursday. Wait.
Apparently. Yeah.
There were a bunch of crime bosses at the ritual. Mm-hmm. Most of them seem to have been there largely because everybody else was there.
You healed one of them.
They cut their fingers partially on the glass, and then nothing happened. Ebony Vale wasn't there. He seemed to be there by a holocommunicator. Uh-huh. When I healed Hurston's hand, or Hurston's finger, I should say, it left behind a dark bruise that shouldn't have been there.
Uh-huh.
And we know that Ebony Vale is probably planning to destroy the statue and the building that it's in.
Well, someone tonight, is.
Probably.
Uh-huh. I thought I got Ebony Vale associated with the explosives by psychometry. Maybe not.
I'm not sure you got him associated with the explosives by the psychometry.
Okay.
Somebody seems to be wanting to blow this up at some point tonight from all of the explosives and accelerants that are in the place.
Oh, and Iskar Hurl in there is the demon who's supposed to come out of a mirror.
Yep, exactly.
From the carnival magic trick.
Yep. Let me get
where we
the
saw
actual.
We saw the fake mirror in the Whispering Lantern.
Yep.
Iskar Hurl. That's right.
Yep. Yeah. He said Iskar Hurl, and you know that the mirror is Iskar Hurl. Iskar Hurl.
Right.
However you said it. You said it much better than I say it.
Iskar Hurl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like the average person who tries to pronounce the big octopus face thing.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Cthulhu Fatagan.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love hanging out with my friends on a Thursday night.
Here are my notes about...
Oh, and we have another container of blood. It's true. But be gladdened. It's instant dehydrated blood this time.
It's...
Just add water.
Oh.
It's 99% glass by volume. The shattered kind.
Yes.
We really should do something about food additives.
Should we test it for lead?
Some might say, have you tested it for lead?
I mean, it's a common ingredient in glass. Not the main reason why you shouldn't eat glass, but ask your doctor if eating glass is right for you. If they say yes, get a new doctor.
Uh-huh. Indeed.
I think I saw some rails half a mile back.
Yes, ones that you didn't take. Waitstaff will come and take your order, and you can decide what you want to have, and Sen can decide if they want to have, you know, a Twi'lek special again, or something that won't mean that special scented candles are brought to the table with it.
I will not offend Entox's sensibilities.
Offend my sensibilities?
Well,
darling, I've boiled an egg for 30 hours.
We all boiled an egg for 30 hours. It's
exactly.
We didn't have to eat the
egg. Whatever you bring to the table will hardly be the worst thing I've smelled. By all means, order what you like.
Never figure out what other species think smells bad.
The gauntlet has been dropped. Order the best thing on the menu.
Rand looks at the menu, says, I'm going to order the best thing on the menu, and orders the MRE.
I mean,
when all of our characters
Yes, the MRE is a drink. Martini, ready to eat.
Actually, somehow it they still listed has some it as MRE.
Martini, ready to enjoy. I mean, there's lots of different flavors of their MREs. Martini, margarita, ready to enjoy. Many different flavors. Some of them seem kind of weird.
Ooh, do you do a mojito?
In any case...
Please, by all means, order what you like. I will not be offended on any sense.
Well, in that case, there will be more terrible fermented salad is what will happen.
Fascinating. Fermented. Another species might consider it to be somewhat spoiled, but no, this is just the right exact amount of fermentation. This is some good, pretty darn authentic stuff. And there is a nice little scented candle with a lighter left at the table so that you can actually, you know, use it as needed. And I can be stepped on by the cat again. Dickens, you got down just a moment ago. Now you're getting back up, of course.
If you weren't supposed to be stepped on by the cat, then why are you sitting where the cat can step on you?
Because he's 19 years old and he'll be 20 in a few months, and I love him.
So, what have you found out?
Ran will not go into a diatribe about archaic tax codes in this small community. But there is an intake of breath and half a syllable, nay, a tenth of a syllable, coming out of his mouth before he stops from doing so. To be honest, we found this place had some pretty decent food. And, well, we've already told you everything else.
All right.
You already knew that Sandcast was a regular here.
Indeed.
Occasionally you hear some cheerful giggles from over where the pair are apparently... Well, she's not quite on his lap, but might be. And, you know, there's food not pictured on the table with certain amounts of the... this is so good, and, you know, feeding people off of each other's forks kind of thing.
Ran has never been happier that his regular seat for both times
is not facing that.
Is in fact facing away from whatever is happening over there.
Mm-hmm. People who are in a seat that can see it might... Oh, sure, give me a perception roll for fun. Who has made their perception rolls? Sen.
Not
crit
me.
Sen
this food
is blessed.
Is so good.
Sen is blessed by a critical failure.
Sen's eyes fall out.
No. Sen, it has their eyes closed
the salad
as they
nutritional
are savoring. Yes. They are savoring this. And Tuxa, you notice that the Twi'lek fellow there, who appears to be Sandcast, has a bandage around his left hand, which, well, you know, you suspected this, but...
Indeed. Well, I could do the fun and exciting thing, or I could do the safe thing. Which would you prefer?
I don't think I'm supposed to turn anyone into a cube this evening, so...
Well, the night is young.
This is true, but the problem with that is... If I start turning people into cubes, more people are going to get in line to be turned into cubes. And I don't want to be providing that service this evening. So, I'm not saying
but
you
don't
can't
have
do
to
the...
turn them into cubes.
Yes,
you
there are
prove,
a variety
you
of platonic
solids.
You
could provide an unsanctioned orbital launch surface.
This is also true, but then when Sen will have to steer around them during our escape. I'm not saying you can't
That's
pick
fair.
Exciting. Just... Please pick a certain level of exciting that doesn't require Sen and myself to use the abilities we've worked so hard to perfect.
Anyway, so I was trying to organize a meeting with Sandcast to maybe, you know, negotiate for the thing we're looking for if he's the one who's got it. But given the whole ritual thing and the whole maybe possession thing, I think we really should talk to him.
Yes, I think that's probably a good idea.
Maybe when he's slightly less distracted.
Oh, I can arrange for him to not be distracted.
Now I'm concerned.
She did offer to do something exciting.
I was trying this GM role, shouldn't I? Ooh.
We're safe. Ooh. It was 3 question marks.
Nothing ever goes bad with question marks.
No, nothing ever goes bad with question marks. Of course, nothing would ever go bad with question marks. Whatsoever. There would never, ever, ever be anything bad with question marks.
That is the sound of a GM adjusting things on the map.
Yeah, I kind of assumed that the reason we were having this conversation here was because we were hoping that he might hear.
Well, Rand doesn't know. Rand's busy drinking his MRE. He's not entirely certain that it is made from bespoke ingredients. It is quite possible that the nutritional value of an MRE has been added to it, just severely pickled. Which, I try to have Rand not drink alcohol, because he has a disad of terrible hangovers, and he knows he has that disad, but ordered the MRE off the menu, because the GM said there was an MRE in the menu, as a knee-jerk reaction. Not because he specifically was in the mood for an actual MRE, but he saw that and got curious. And the waitress was very busy, so he didn't want to take the time to ask what it was.
I mean, it was on the beverages part of the menu, but, you know.
That just made it more intriguing. He was wondering if someone had taken an MRE, put it in a blender, hit puree, and poured it into a glass with an olive on a toothpick. Sorry, space olive. Or Spolive.
I mean, it's got a little umbrella. The umbrella is in a camo pattern. It comes in a glass that has been translucent camo patterned. And it's got some booze in it that. Apparently, the default is that it should have just a hint of locker room moonshine.
Rand will also ask for a glass of water.
Of course. And yes, it does have a spolive with it. Because after all, it's the right sort of camo.
While this banter is taking place, Rand is alternating between the water and the MRE drink while playing with the little umbrella because... What's the point of getting a little umbrella in your drink if you do not play with it?
Exactly. you hand it to the kid you're with to play with, and I mean, that's how...
No, I don't. I'm keeping it. It's mine.
I wound up with a little collection of those things as a kid.
Also, wait. If I'm handing it to the little kid we're with, who's getting it?
Me, of course.
You can tuck it behind one ear.
Well, between the 3 characters, only one of us regularly talks to someone named Bomb.
It's true. That does seem to be rolling a lot of question marks.
Well, she wasn't happy with the first roll. She's doing a make. She called a mulligan and is doing it again. She's making a new character on the spot.
It's a Brennan Lee mulligan.
I'm just checking everybody's perceptions, that's all.
I wrote this in the chat, but if this game just becomes 30% by volume, me laughing, I will have no regrets.
Let's see. Well, the 3 of you suddenly feel that there is something dangerous.
Well, yes, all sat down at this table.
That's possibly part of it.
Narrator voice, no, it wasn't.
While Antux is trying to detect things, a fellow in a kind of terrible mustard coat, who happens to be a bright yellow Twi'lek, goes and shoves the singer off the stage. and promptly grabs for the microphone. And oh, where's my lovely little...
Then starts getting out of their chair.
How high up is that stage?
It's about 4 or 5 feet.
Okay, those stairs going up to the stage go around a bend. So,
yep. It's a fairly short little, I mean, it's not like a 6-foot stage, but I can't do the bend
still,
without it looking
4 or 5 feet.
They're
there's
shallow.
Still a distance to fall when not expecting to have to fall.
Indeed. Yes, she gives a shriek and the Twi'lek at the microphone yells, "Hey, Sandcass, didn't you hear two things last long? A pretty girl on your lap and a rat at the top." And he was pulling out a gun.
And this is why I'm getting out of my seat.
You people get a chance to do things because, well, you are, crit success, and Tuxa was never there. Hello, invisibility.
We get a chance to do things?
You all have combat reflexes. You all have danger sense. You get a turn for this.
1, 2, 3. Okay, I'm spending 3 fatigue.
Okay.
I think that, mister, I am going to pull out a gun and point it at Sandcast should slip and fall.
You're going to yoink him, huh?
Ran is so proud of you.
Made it by 8. Which direction are you?
A little bit jealous that you did it first, but that's besides the point.
Mm-hmm.
I would like him to fall towards the stairs rather than falling towards Sandcass.
Okay. He slips and falls, and I will... let's see. How do I do... There. Now he is sideways. A bit towards the stairs. He does, however, hang on to his weapon, and it is going to be firing kind of wildly in vaguely the area that he was pushed. So, let's see. I should actually have you people go so that I remember what... let me put a few people on the list of what people do. Let's... how do I put... Oh, right. That's how I do it. I use the little toggle combat state. Ooh, did I manage to get you all? Yes, I did. Check the initiative thing. I mean, initiative just resolves ties, but... Okay. Sen has made the other... Are you a yellow Twi'lek too, or sort of greenish?
Greenish.
Greenish. Okay. The bright yellow Twi'lek has fallen and is spraying bullets sort of randomly at this, you know, the western half of the room. Ran.
Well, normally when someone falls, they are likely to possibly lose their grip on whatever they were holding, and it goes scattering wildly across the room against the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Ram would like to help him do that.
Would like to yank the gun away?
Well, yes, but Ran's been reading up on sleight of hand and making it look like it wasn't just, look, I did 52 kick up with my mind. So, yes, I know he sprayed bullets everywhere, but that could have just been the gun going off while it fell out of his hand and scattered it across the floor. And that is...
Made by 9.
That's a 15 that made it by 9 because I don't know when to stop putting points into telekinesis other.
You can, in fact, yank the gun out of his hand before it is fired off more than a few... This is a slug thrower. He's using a slug thrower, not a blaster. The ceiling and walls...
Done.
Mm-hmm. The ceiling walls are not going to be happy, but you have yanked it away from him
and
sent
possible,
it so that it's...
I'd like it to be over here somewhere. So it's not skittering towards more civilians.
Okay. We'll put a... I'll try to make...
In that general direction.
A little rectangle.
I don't know
about there.
What their role was to resist, but that was the direction I wanted it to go in. What I'm saying is it's up to the GM if it goes that far, not as far, further, Rem wasn't focusing so much on placement as angle. And if it ends up there, that's fine.
That's a reasonable place for it. It flies out, and once his hand is off the trigger, it stops spraying weapons everywhere and lands approximately in the middle of the dance
spraying
floor
bullets
area.
Bullets everywhere.
Spraying weapons. Spraying bullets. Yes.
I'm it's sorry. A gun that shoots I other guns.
Little guns.
Conception. Fortunately, the other guns all have their safeties on.
Yes, and, yes they do.
And Ran is going to yell, "How rude. I was trying to enjoy my..." They call this an MRE, right? "I was trying to have a nice drink here."
And Tuxa.
"You two have this under control.
Do what you need to do."
All right. I am headed for Sandcast. I don't know how far I can move.
Let me get out of drawing mode, and so I'm not drawing things on top of you. Your basic move is 5. I believe that if you do some sprinting, that can get you at least to a 6. So 5 of these little hexes here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think that's 5.
Yeah, it looks about 5. They're small, so you know.
This is a bigger restaurant than I had anticipated.
It's a successful place. It's able to be, you know, properly. I was trying to make it about, you know, these are.
Yeah, no, I get it. It wasn't a complaint. It was just surprise.
It's not one of those dinky little hole-in-the-wall places. Yeah, it's got a huge stage up there. I probably should have made that smaller, but oh well. Okay, at the top of the thing, the bodyguards promptly draw their own... These look like slug-thrower pistols. Why are these why the slug throwers? Are there people who look for power cells to steal blasters?
I blame the adventure that was modified to make this arc.
Yeah, but it's fun this way too, because now I get to think about why I would keep it this way instead of giving everybody blasters. You know, obviously there's something about power cells that people scan for it, that they're more likely to find those than slug throwers. Either that or they have a Jedi problem.
Also, Ran is ready to stop bullets with his mind.
They are both going to take aim, because it turns out that if I am being by default and using the GURPS mods, if they don't aim, they're a -7 for this range.
Minus what?
They're -7 to their skills. They're aiming. Yeah. The Twi'lek who barged in is basically yelling something and is trying to get up and trying to grab something out of his, something else out of his coat. Does he have a holdout gun? Possibly.
You should really check those steps to see if they're slippery.
Did that use... No, I am not using that. That is not... No. He fails, so he's not... He is not fast drawing if he has something. Sen, you go.
Well, my basic speed is 5.75. My basic move is 5. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Ran is inwardly saying, "Don't run between him and the bodyguards. Don't run between him and the bodyguards. Don't you? Okay, we're doing this."
I'm not running between him and the bodyguards.
Where you ended up, you are correct, but the angle you took off in—that was Ran's first thought.
I needed to get away from the tables. I didn't want to run through the crowd of panicking civilians.
That would be hilarious that you went and jumped over a table, making it crash to the ground while the three blondes directly next to us screamed and tried to hide under the table that was now sideways and therefore could not be hidden under.
Okay, that's a funny thought.
Yes, everybody is sort of starting to do screaming and whatnot.
You need to roll for each of their initiatives and have them move during their turn.
No.
I am wishing that I had Is there a knife on this table I just went past?
Roll 3d6 for me. Luck roll.
10.
Sure. It's not the sharpest knife, but it's a steak knife.
Great. I grab it, and I yeet it at him.
Roll me your yeet. Made by 5.
With telekinesis other, Rand continues to inwardly beam with pride. His game face is on. He's not outwardly beaming, but inwardly he is very, very happy.
You know, when we started this, I'm pretty sure I had a better skill at this than you did.
I'm pretty sure of that as well, but I keep putting points into the one thing. And now you
yes,
are doing
you
the
do.
One thing.
And so Rand is proud.
Yes. You did not learn that from watching Rand, but Rand is assuming that now he's a bad influence on you. We're Sith. He can't be
this
a good influence.
Probably not. Someone fails his dodge. Oh, don't do that. One moment while I relog in. Because I tried to scroll, and instead it decided that I was scrolling as a back button. Okay. He fails his dodge. Knife, yeet, 1d6 minus 3, sure.
That did not do anything.
You slash it hits, and it does probably slash across one of his leku, so there's bleeding, but it's not enough to go over the threshold of actual damage. That makes sense?
Yeah.
If it were a contact thing, then yes, it would absolutely, you know, if there's poison on it, you know, he should probably have that looked at now, because it probably has somebody's, you know, sauce on it. Stings like the Dickens.
It's not the Dickens.
He's pretty sharp at the moment, trying to clip his claws.
That will never stop to amuse me that you have a cat named Dickens. He's wounded in a designated plot armor location. Twilight edition.
Yeah. There's blood. He is leaving blood. Huzzah. Blood. Yay. Just what everyone wanted, needed, something. So, actually I should hit the begin combat thing, shouldn't I? No.
Yes, I think combat has begun.
Yeah, I keep forgetting the little thing there. Okay, let me just, on the next bit, I will have to settle that up. Okay. Next up, you've moved, you've done a thing.
Yep.
Is Sandcass. Sandcass shoves the girl with him off his lap and sort of down under the table, presumably as protection, and is going for... Do you have fast draw? You do not. Going for something that is inside his coat. How's your... 8x4. He does, in fact, manage to produce a gun and starts aiming it.
So there's preparing to aim, there's starting to aim, there's aiming,
there's preparing to fire. He has the aim maneuver. How's that?
That was my first assumption, but I thought my way was funnier.
Yes, your way is funnier, and I will have to correct my speech patterns.
No,
he draws it and levels it to aim. No.
Oh.
I'll think about it.
So
it's your turn.
Okay. Understanding that Rand is not running towards the scene throwing steak knives. He intends to walk towards the scene calmly. How far can I move Rand? How many times can I press the button to move Rand?
Your move, which is your basic move, it's under your basic attributes, is 5. So 5 of those suckers. If you're just walking, if you are not running, then most people's amble at 1 or 2 yards per second. So that would be 1 or 2 squares.
All right.
If
that,
you're
that answers
doing
my
your
question.
Full move.
I'm not trying to move expediently. Rand is a ranged character, to say the least. So
you
he
are
is going
strolling.
To, well, I wouldn't say strolling. We are in a combat situation, but Rand is walking with purpose, not with expediency.
Mm-hmm.
That's for Sen. Is okay, so he is wounded and he is looking like he is trying to pull something out.
Yep. All right. He is grabbing inside his coat for something.
Okay.
He fell down.
It does look like he did fall down, but he didn't seem to fall down the stairs.
Not yet.
I remember Sen saying she wanted him to fall down the stairs.
They.
Sorry. Thank you. Thank you for correcting me. Well, to make up for this slight, Ran is going to pick up where Sen left off. Only pick up is the wrong direction. I'm going to try to have him topple over and topple over and topple over a little bit more until he is, in fact, rolling down the stairs.
You can That's shove him. You want basically want to shove him like two hexes to the right then. Made by 9. Let's see if he can avoid any of the bad effects here. Wow, that's a failure of his dexterity roll. Is that about where you want him?
That looks pretty nice.
Does he actually fall all the way down the stairs?
That would be hilarious, and I'm here for this content if that happens. If not,
he does fall down somewhat. He does fall down a bit, and any damage? Did that have damage? No damage. Bruises. And
I don't know if this is the case or if Ram would even be able to see it from here, but he was trying to pull something out, and it's possible that falling down the stairs makes it take longer to do that.
Yeah. Yes, he's a little bit distracted from grabbing things out from under his coat. The coat is flapping around and being a bit difficult to tell what he might have been grabbing, but, well.
He's falling around like somebody who's overacting in a B-movie mobster flick.
Yes.
All we need is a Wilhelm scream. Shake. A Wilhelm scream. I mean, I've never known how to pronounce that properly.
I don't know either. I mean, it's the case where you've got the camera and you're tilting your camera around while everybody sort of flings themselves around entertainingly on the stage. Except he's apparently, you know, flinging around and the camera is not tilted. Fascinating. Everyone is still doing a lot of screaming and starting to, you know, take cover, leave for the exit, that kind of thing.
It could also be like when you slow down the martial arts movie to see that somebody who's getting kicked in the face is not, in fact, getting kicked in the face. They are simply just throwing themselves backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think I've monopolized time enough. What happens next?
Next, dun-dun, is the blonde who is sort of making shrieks and hiding under the table as Bid and Tuxa.
Well, Sandcast pulling a gun out throws kind of a wrench in my plans.
Oh, he's not aiming it at you.
No, I know. Fact, I assume he's aiming it at the yellow Twi'lek.
Oh, yes.
Who might actually be out of line of sight.
Interesting question. Let me draw a ruler here. Barely.
Partial
he's
cover.
Barely in sight. Yeah, partial cover.
Roll a disadvantage.
More penalties. Got it. Good. Okay. Actually, the pistol that Sandcast has is, in fact, it looks like a blaster. A light blaster.
Finally, civilized individuals.
Semi-civilized, anyway. Yep.
Rand does not say that out loud. Rand is not even looking in Sandcast's direction to see that.
Indeed. And Tux is moving along behind the... Okay. Anything...
Behind the bodyguards, yes.
Yes, all right. Is that the full move there? I was glancing at a character sheet. Okay, anything else you wish to do?
I will at least try to be sneaky.
You have made your stealth by 5. Yeah, made it by 5.
Made it by 5. Yeah, rolled a 7. Made it by 5.
Mm-hmm. Just for grins. Nope. Not by 5. Okay. Anybody else paying attention? Nah. Okay. Top of the turn. Next turn, next round. Oop. Ah, I see. Oh, that's how that works. Okay. Top of the turn. Let's see. What is your ack? Your ack is terrible. That's what your ack is. Why is your ack so terrible? They will continue to take their aim maneuvers, those bodyguards, as their second round of it. The Twi'lek who fell off there is going to attempt to right himself because he does not understand what's been shoving him around. And he is missing his dexterity by 3, so he's managed to get himself not falling down like logs rolling down the stairs. He's now sort of shoved himself into a sitting position. Next up, Sen.
1, 2, 3, 4. No, that wasn't right. Maybe that was 5. Okay, whatever. Can I reach this chair? Can I reach a chair that doesn't have an occupant? Are people hearing me?
I can hear you.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, I had my thing muted somehow. How did that happen? When did that happen? Oh, because of Rand, because of Jin. Right. Yes, you can reach a chair that does not have someone in it. Most of the people here are, if they appear to be in the same hex as their chair, it's because they are hiding under the table, basically.
Good, I'm going to throw a chair at the twit.
Next round, you're throwing one of the bystanders. For our dear listeners at home, when Beth said, because of Jin, the cat's name is Jin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The reason was not because of an alcoholic beverage. That's a different thing.
No, he's not named after the alcoholic beverage. He's named after the Jedi.
Begun Jin.
So fitting for this household. But also...
Yes, yes.
With what it sounds like, I wanted to provide clarification for the listeners. That we don't tend to play drunk.
Usually. Indeed. Let's see.
For the most part, not since Chris was a player.
Mm.
But he's Scottish. That doesn't count.
I do not have a chair as a inanimate object. Let me give you this thing and we will use I will shrink that token. Token appearance is going to be here. This will be your chair. Where do you want it? If you have made you made your telekinesis by 4. Okay.
I would like it in his face.
4. Okay. You are both, I assume, picking it up with your hand. And teaking it.
Yes.
Can I get a throwing roll out of you?
Does the thrown weapon provide any kind of helpful default?
Can the chair assist Sen with the throwing?
What? No, no. I have thrown weapon skill, but not weapon chair.
I know, but at the same time, it was funnier to parse the sentence that way.
Sure, give it at like a -3 because a chair is a lot different than throwing your lightsaber.
Yeah.
However, you are... Yeah. You made it. Okay. There is a chair hurled in approximately his direction. It's big enough. I think he gets to try to dodge that. It's coming at an apparent angle. And he fails. Okay,
well,
yeah.
Never mind my question. I was going to ask if he'd be somewhat disoriented by the fact that he fell down the stairs and still doesn't know why. But he failed anyway.
It's very... Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. He failed. Now I have to figure out what a flung chair damage is. Darn it.
Well, you'd think that would be there somewhere, given that a chair, hitting someone with a chair, is a very common activity.
You would think.
Make like a terrible goose and wing it.
Yes, I suppose I should be winging it as a terrible goose. It's going to be crushing damage. It's going to be based on your telekinesis. So, ugh, it's math. This is why I don't do combat. I hate the math. Give me, let's see, it's lightweight. Give me a 2D, and I'll, if you roll very high, then I'm going to be surprised. So, actually, give me 2D minus 3. I'm sure that I could do that more efficiently, but that sounds like the right vibes. 8. You take him.
I rolled
him.
A 6 and a 5.
You did. You take him in the, let's see, criffing face, apparently. And now he is extremely, you hit him like right in the face. Bam.
Boot to the head, meat chair to the face.
Pretty much. Smap. He reels around. You know, he gets knocked somewhat back. Him and the chair both. Bam.
Sandcast is not going to be able to get a good shot because we keep making him... I started to see their name because you put a camping cot on their head. Yellow Zafani is showing up in the combat tracker. We keep making Yellow Zafani fall over and they get hit by chairs.
Yellow Zinfandel.
Oh.
And Sandcast, I believe, let's see. Okay, so
I want
yes.
to hate that, Sen, but I like it too things. Much.
You've done a thing, right, Sen?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Sandcast is going to crouch at the edge of the table, using it as cover, and is no longer quite in viewpoint. I suspect their line of sight, I think, has been disrupted. He is just covering the area now with his blaster while crouching and using the table as cover. That's
rad. Yeah, he has taken the ready action.
Yes, basically.
And I have drawn a thing, and now it's not letting me get rid of the thing.
Whoops. That happens.
You control Z it?
Apparently.
Control Z. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry I forgot about you, Control Z. You are one of my dearest, closest friends. You have saved me in my time of need so many times. You're right up there with the duplicate command. Anyway, so he's currently in Soviet Russia, where chair sits on him. How upright is he?
By upright...
I'm assuming it's going to be a percentage below 100.
He is more or less in a perpendicular alignment to the stairs. He has been flung up against them, and he's going to have some real heck of a bruise, and he may have a concussion since he did take a chair to the face.
Is his head on the stairs?
Yes. All also right. under that a chair. Helps,
well, yes. But that helps me determine what my course of action will be. First of all, I will continue to... No, I am not going to continue to measure things. I am going to continue to move carefully, attempting to not get between, you know, people with guns. Rand does not wish to be Neo. Okay, maybe Rand does wish to be Neo. But Rand does not wish to be Neo right now.
It would because be a nuisance to have to pull out your lightsaber and parry guns.
No. Most of them are using slug throwers. Ren might be able to, with a high enough penalty, just stop the bullets.
That would be a rather high penalty, yes.
Well, I didn't raise it above 20 for nothing. But also tonight, I've been rolling a lot of fives and sixes. So... Mm-hmm.
You don't trust those.
Also, we've been playing for well over an hour, with an hour 20 minutes. Oh. So I do want to attempt this thing, but just
okay,
letting you know the time.
Let's get to the antics and then we'll pause.
Okay. Ran is going to just make sure they stay down for now. So not smacking them into things, but there might in fact be they're not going to be relieved. It's not, I'm not going to take a great weight off their chest. I may, in fact, be trying to hold the chair down. That was a -6 for range because I was measuring things. And I still made it by 6. So unless you want to keep that -6 penalty for range, I made the roll by 12 to hold a chair still.
An Ord Mantell chair sits on you.
Yes.
Apparently. You're not trying to squish it. You're not squishing him particularly with it. You're just holding him. Or are you trying to use the chair like an impromptu potato squisher?
However the chair landed on him, I wanted to stay on top of him so he can't get back up again.
Okay. Let me field things. People sending me. Ping, ping, ping goes the alerts. Closing the anode objects. Open that. Open that. Open. No, I'm just going to move this so I can roll.
Oh my gosh, Ellie, this GIF you have found of a guy in a hospital bed. I have concerns.
Isn't that true of so many of the GIFs that I find?
Replace the word I with the word we and yes.
Sneaky, sneaky. Yeah. Just having to... Oh no. That's a concerning one. Although the way it's panning, that's got to be a movie. I hope. I really hope. Okay. You are holding him down. He is not getting up, although he is flailing around and trying to push at the chair.
Well, to be fair, he just fell off a stage. He's probably just continuing to struggle because he's disoriented by whatever disoriented him enough to fall off the stage.
Because someone gave him a concussion.
With a chair.
And then threw a chair at him, yes.
Do you wish to do any movement that you have not already done, Ran?
No, I moved 2 squares because Ran's continuing to walk. Well, hexes. So okay. I'm where I would like to be for the moment.
Okay. Next up, hysterical, shrieking, blonde human under the table. And Tuxa. And Tuxa's styles pest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm continuing past behind the bodyguards.
Yeah. All right. Those are fairly large chairs. I'd like a dex roll to sidle past them without, you know, dropping your extremely cool hat on them or shoving the things around too much.
I will try. Missed it by 2. I think I bumped some chairs.
That does seem to be the case. Did they even notice that you bumped chairs?
Considering we're in a combat situation?
That's the thing. Do they even notice? The one that you are right next to starts looking around very, what's the right word? Baffled, like something happened and he would like to know what the criff is going on. He is, you know, something hit his chair. He doesn't see anything.
Oh, well.
The other one is keeping an aim on the would-be assassin, and that's certainly a thing. Okay, and now we'll go to that, and it is time to take a break. Also because Percy has just jumped on me.
All right, so the rest of us will go and do things while you are imprisoned by Percy. I'm going to hit pause now.
Pretty much. Good idea.
And that's when Sen said, have a seat. what's that? Oh, you were there. Oh, it literally just happened. Oh, yes, that's right. And Sen didn't actually say that. Well, what's a good story without the embellishment?
I didn't study it, but I sure did do it.
Yes, you did. Now, I think our friend with the straw hat and the very, very dirty bathrobe wants to get on with his adventure. But apparently we all have... an asset in something now. I didn't understand his dialect. Never mind. Let's continue.
Huns. Okay. Baffled bodyguard is attempting to look around and may or may not be a problem for Antuxa. Got shoved is attempting to perceive.
My favorite
is frowning
thing.
In thought.
My favorite thing about the question marks is when you're rolling to perceive. And it's like, what? Mm-hmm. What? What?
Okay, let's see. What is your minus now? And you've been... Oh, come on. Did that... Ah, there it is. With a aiming for... Three currently. Do you care to make it this time? You have one more that you can do. You are going to keep aiming. Okay.
Well, that's happening. I'm waiting for Sen's next turn, where we find out if Sen's going to say, you've had first chair, yes, but what about second chair? Or if, well, let's see, Sen, if just goes for broken throws a table.
No, I'm not. Wrong one. 11 old, that's made by one. You made your hold the chair down by significantly more than one, didn't you, Ran?
If you took the minus six penalty, I made it by six.
That's significantly more than made it by one. He's trying to shove himself out from under the chair, and it isn't working very well, the poor fellow. So
it's a load-bearing chair.
Apparently. Upside-downly. Sen!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can I?
You didn't. You could have just gone. I figure that's the chair you wanted. So if you want to go straight through that chair, feel free. What do you want to do?
I mean, I'd like to go straight through, but I can't undo my move.
You can probably parse what it was. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think you were.
Okay.
I think you were about here. Press the target about here.
If I don't do another thing, can I move faster?
Sure. I will possibly have you do a, what's the right combat force abilities? Come here, force abilities. You do have combat adept.
Yes,
I will make you roll a combat adept.
Okay.
Made it. How many? Okay, you can do a double move, but I... Full double move with the combat debt, but I will be charging a fatigue for this.
Okay.
Gone are the days where you just had Rand throw you. Mostly because you never asked Rand to throw you, and you didn't want him to do it.
Yeah.
There's a bodyguard who is swearing far across the room, Sen.
Language! Rand does not say that out loud.
Yes, well, I know the bodyguard would have liked to take the shot, but the bodyguard was taking too long.
The bodyguard was trying to aim, because the bodyguard had a minus seven and did not have enough skill to overcome all of this, and you are moving extremely quickly, especially right then.
Mm-hmm.
Second by second, boom!
And also I threw a chair.
And also you threw a chair.
A really good throw that he hasn't recovered from yet.
Indeed. It's quite a good throw. You've done double move, so unless there's something snappy you want to say...
Nope.
Sandcast remains not going to be doing anything except cover the area, and has in fact twitched his blaster side, because why would he want to shoot you? You threw a chair at the guy who's trying to kill him. Ran.
Well, I don't know how much money he paid for the chair, but he probably has insurance for it.
It's not his chair. He doesn't care.
For the record, I would like to retroactively say that Rand took his drinks with him when he started walking over.
That's fair.
Both of them. He has the water in one hand and the MRE in the other. He's not sipping out of either of them. He's in a combat situation, but he didn't want to leave them unattended.
You are thinking of the Trouble with Tribbles bar fight episode, huh?
Well, Ellie and I both found GIFs of that particular scene, and this might not be Rand's first bar fight. He doesn't want them to be on a table that gets knocked over, because he's probably still going to get charged for the water and the MRE, whether or not they end up on the floor.
Indeed.
Yes. But that doesn't have anything to do with what he's doing now.
Mm-hmm.
Only what has happened in the past.
And you've been sort of twitchily gesturing with one finger or something is force users want to do too.
Yes, but when you're gesturing, even if you're gesturing with one hand, when you are holding what appears to be a margarita with a little umbrella and a spoliv in it, that may or may not have been made by blending an actual MRE and then straining the liquids out of it.
And don't forget that it's in a I think little some camo. Bile just,
some bile just rose in my throat when I described that.
It's probably not quite like that. Probably.
But one would hope.
It's just got a dash of case, locker room moonshine.
He's, if you're gesturing with the container that clearly holds something that might be able to pickle small animals.
Yes.
And larger ones, depending on how much they imbibe. People are less likely to think that you are gesturing to cast magic spells.
True. You're sort of twitching your drinks around a little.
Yeah. Ren is continuing to do two things. One, attempt to hold this person down with the chair until he believes that Sen wants the person to be moved.
Mm-hmm.
Or no longer needs to be held down with the chair. That could be an and or statement. I know. And he is also continuing to complain loudly that we came here to enjoy ourselves and have a nice quiet evening, not an exciting one. And he's heard that people aren't supposed to cause a ruckus here, and look what you've gone and done. Otherwise, being something of a distraction from people noticing perhaps what Sen is doing, well, except for the people who are pointing guns in that direction, they're going to notice them regardless. And, you know, anyone who might have a chair accidentally bumped by an invisible Sith who clearly is not there.
Uh-huh.
Look at me, I'm the distraction. I mean, how dare you? I meant how dare you. I didn't mean the other thing. Ignore the other thing. Strike it from the record. I have a form for that. This is a really good drink. You should try this.
You're standing there being more obvious. Sen is also quite obvious.
Yes. But
anything
more
besides holding down the chair? Yeah. Anything down the chair?
I moved two hexes.
You move. Okay.
That's my
nothing
turn.
Else for there. Okay.
Unless you make me roll to hold down the chair.
No, I don't think I will.
Okay.
Unless you want to see if you get a critical failure.
I mean, that would be funny.
Go ahead and roll then.
I opened my mouth.
You opened your mouth.
I opened my mouth, and I opened and took his character sheet instead of mine, and that doesn't work right.
Nope.
I'm not going to roll for Zappy Zap.
Made by 13.
I made it by more than last time.
You did. Let's see. The blonde is now being extreme, is sort of sobbing quietly because there's not been more shooting, but she's freaking out. And Tuxa goes, bip, bip, bip.
I went around the corner, incidentally, rather than through the guard.
I figured. It was a little bit tricky to manage, and you probably jostled the chair again a little, but you got through.
You just hand wave and say, you don't notice that I'm walking through you. I don't believe that works well.
Yeah. You are now basically right next to where a sobbing human is cringing and cowering, mostly behind and underneath the table.
I am going to sit down in the open chair, cross my legs, and take a sip of my mojito ready to enjoy. Double sip.
And drop the invisibility.
And Tuxa knows how to make an entrance.
Okay. And you have done a mind tricks made by 8. What are you doing with your mind tricks made by 8?
I am talking to Cassie Marr.
Okay.
You will be fine. Go behind the bodyguards and go to Mr. Sandcast's apartment. Wait for him there.
She sobs. She is, however, going to start crawling underneath the thing to go hide behind the bodyguards.
I should rephrase that. I missed a sentence. You will be fine. There is nothing to fear.
Ah.
Go behind the bodyguards and go to Mr. Sandcast's apartment. Wait for him there.
I don't know where it is. She starts heading for, however, behind the bodyguards. She's crawling underneath the table.
You have nothing to fear. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the... Wait, wrong genre. Wrong genre.
Someone has just appeared.
Yes, and took so.
Exactly. That's still made by it. Okay, why is that there? Thank you. You do not get a couple of bodyguards adjusting their aim to aim at you, but you do get a couple of sharp glances.
My friend really is something, aren't they?
Sandcass sort of whips his head around, goes, "Quiff!" and does in fact start waving a blaster pistol in your direction, coming to bear, because somebody just failed fright check.
And for gosh sakes, no. Watch your language.
Yeah, well. You've done a move, you've done a thing, and Tuxa, I believe it's now going to be bodyguard.
Yes.
And the bodyguards are going to have done that. And let's see if the would-be assassin here can make a strength roll by more than, like, 11. Can you crit succeed that strength roll? You cannot. That's... The cot is winning. Or not the cot, the chair is winning. Sen.
Sen takes a step onto the stairs, leans down, and goes, "Stay down."
What? Who are you people? You have made your bloodlust control.
You don't need to know who I am. You need to know that you ruined dinner. Now, why are you trying to shoot Sandcast back there?
I'm going to say that that's about where we are with the free actions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I try to intimidate him, or is he too out of it for that to be intimidating?
He seems kind of concussed. He took a chair to the face. He's running on like 3 hit points right now.
You don't need to know who we are. You just need to know, one, that you ruined dinner, and two, you need to stay conscious. When you have concussion, it's very important that you remain conscious for as long as possible.
Additional actions, $1.99 each of 6 for
$10.99.
If you want to roll...
Microtransactions are in GURPS. No!
If Sen would like to roll a intimidation, then by all means, roll an intimidation.
Yeah. I don't expect it will do very much given the concussed.
Made by
one.
He's concussed. But is not, yes, as discussed, very concussed. We will go, he's at least staying down. I mean, it's not quite clear if it's because of the chair or what, because the chair sure does want to stay on top of him. He's sort of been flailing at it. Sandcats is not terribly happy, has not quite fallen on his backside, swinging around, and has a blaster aimed at Antuxa, and we must take a pause quickly because I have to help put stuff in the groceries. So, be right back.
We have to take a pause because Beth has to put stuff in the groceries.
That's what I heard. All right. Well, with that telekinesis other role, I have successfully put everything in the groceries. Oh, that's not what you meant.
I wish.
Oh, God, I wish. Well, I'm terribly sorry about the stuffed cabbage.
I wish that we had a Rand carry in the giant bottles of water. Anyway, yeah, we'll explain it later. Sandcass has turned on Antuxa, rounded on Antuxa in a freaked out, "Where the criff did you come from?" and has a blaster somewhat aimed in Antuxa's general direction. The bodyguards are sort of ducking away.
Okay.
I'm going
Ran is going to turn so that he can see the action and where there should be no action. You can parse that how you wish to parse it for which location is which. even Rand might not know for sure. But he's just going to continue to hold the chair down and be ready to switch if necessary. Actually, strike that. Has everyone still been fleeing?
Most people are either fleeing at the moment or cowering under or behind tables.
Okay. So the three people at the table that Rand is next to are cowering behind the table?
Yep. And the others are also basically hiding under the table, the four up above you there.
Okay. Rand is going to casually move over to the chair and say, pardon me, you mind if I have a seat real quick? I'll vacate it when you're done cowering. I understand the importance of that, but I need to put these drinks down. He will put down one and sip out of the other while watching what's going on. I'm done.
Okay.
That wasn't the water. Whoa. It's fine, but when you're expecting water and you don't get it, that's... Oh. Don't mind me. Keep going.
Hedduxa.
Oh, right. Cassie's wandering off. Because I told her to.
Yes. You told her to go behind the bodyguards. So,
darling, if I could sneak up on you like this, and I wanted to hurt you, don't you think I would have? Really?
Where the crypt did you come from?
Over there. At that lovely table.
The crypt? Do you wish to do anything in particular? Conversation may be a free action, but you know. Do you wish to use a power?
Actually, how far away am I from Sam Kess?
He is sort of at the about where it is. So a couple meters. They're large chairs there. Big egg shaped love seats.
Now, I'm not going to do the funnier thing I was going to do.
Do not reach out and pat him. The train.
Really, darling?
Sorry.
I truly am only here to have a conversation.
Savoir faire, high society made by seven.
And Tuxa is maintaining her equipoise as she has this blaster pointed at her.
Mm-hmm. He tips the blaster up so it's not aimed at her, it's aimed at the ceiling.
Thank you. I believe my friend Sen has everything under control over at the stage. Although your poor singer may need some medical attention.
I don't actually own this place.
Oh, well. My apologies.
Stolis's. She's...
Still, I see why you appreciate it.
Very much. Loaned money? Yeah. Own? Not really.
Understood.
Let's see.
And I think that's about all the free actions that I get.
Yeah. Bodyguards. Bodyguards are confused and trying to figure out what they should be paying attention to. And finally, it seems the near one is paying attention to Antuxa, and the other one is paying attention to what's going on by the stage. They trade meaningful looks is their turn. Next. Well, apparently the would-be assassin is in fact holding still because there is someone, or perhaps two someones, he's a little unclear on this, who is glowering down at him and complaining about the ruin the meal. And he's real concussed. Sen.
Well, I'm going to try to take any weapons he might still have away from him.
That's probably going to be a search roll to basically pat him down. Oh, that doesn't look like a bad roll at all.
Made by six.
You relieve him of a small holdout pistol, again a slug thrower, a couple of knives, one of which is like a folding knife that, you know, one of which is a switchblade, a set of brass knuckles in his pocket, and frankly, you're a little suspicious that his hat, well, his hat fell off a long time ago. You're a bit suspicious about his tie maybe being able to be used as a garrote, but you don't have to take it unless you want to.
His tie can be used as a garrote. Unfortunately, he's wearing it.
Yeah. It looks like it might have a quick release ability if you pull the knot just right, but you're not sure.
Okay, fine. Make it practical.
Semi-practical.
Then tugs on that tie and goes,
You have too many weapons.
I'll have to talk to the cops.
Lucky you, I'm not a cops.
Yeah, they're an accountant.
What about the other one?
Is this conversation being said loud enough for Rand to hear it from all the way over where he is?
Give me a perception roll and roll reasonably well. Hearing roll, if that's any different than usual.
I'm okay if I roll low, but if I roll high, this is going to be very funny to me.
I mean, you might not hear anything at all.
I have once again had to struggle to find where perception is.
Made by two. Okay. There's a lot of screaming going on. You can hear something about weapons and cops.
Okay. Rand will yell, not to worry.
Cops.
Not to worry. We're not cops. We're accountants.
And you're not talking to any cops. You're talking to Sandcass.
You're not Sandcass.
No, I'm going to drag you to... Shut up. You're concussed.
Sandcass. I think that's enough turns on the... Yeah. The search takes a little while. We're getting sort of, what's the right... We're not precisely in combat time anymore, but I'm going to keep doing this because I like hearing it go thunk thunk. Sandcass is okay. How do you get past my bodyguards?
Cleverly.
I am going to dock their pay.
Please don't. One of them noticed me. That was very well spotted.
You're getting expressions off the bodyguards.
Look, I shall show you if you like.
Maybe.
I'll be right back. I promise. And Tuxa will, with her free hand, she's taking a sip of the mojito, reach up and snap.
And turn invisible. Made by five.
And then immediately come back from it.
I do believe that this deserves another mild freakout check. Made. Good. Bodyguards are professionals. Also made. Okay. This is just going to get a great big amount of staring. I think, he is going to, his turn is he's speechless right now. Ran.
All right. One, two, three, four, five. I'm done.
Brisk striding. Okay. The
For the record, I'm moving towards Sen for the listeners at home. I have to keep remembering that this is a visual media, but the podcast is an audio media.
Details. And once I add the map credits, at least you can show off the map to your patrons.
I can do that, yes. But most likely the people who are... Okay, let's be honest. Most of the people who are listening to this are in the recording session right now. But
We've got a few.
Yes.
Anyway. The blonde girl goes and hides behind the bodyguard's chairs. Antuxa, you have rendered Sandcass speechless.
Darling, why don't you have a seat? The danger seems to be over. And, here's a fun fact. Do you know, he's the former military one. And she'll gesture with her glass at Ram.
Well, we better be careful, says Sandcass, because those guys don't always come in singles.
You recall...
Oh, I'm sure...
You go.
I'm sure we'll be more than prepared.
You recall when we were here earlier in the previous session, Rand did scope out the place, and it seemed like the easier way to infiltrate it was from the back. Uh-huh. Which way is Rand going?
Towards the back.
I only didn't remember anything about the previous session at the beginning of the session. My memory has been jogged. Oh, for crying out loud!
Where'd that go? Come back here. You're not supposed to be there. You're supposed to go that direction.
Random bad guy comes flying in like it's one of those specter things that you can get from Spirit Halloween attached to a string just gliding around. Like somebody hung it from a ceiling fan.
I was imagining him coming in through the door, like, involuntarily, and Rand just looking over and saying, for once, that wasn't me.
Sadly, no. No, I'm just...
But my reaction will be, oh, I'm sorry, did you miss the door? Let me try again. Oh, missed again. Oh, I'm so bad at this. Don't worry, eventually that will be a door.
I just need to put some things around. I'm contemplating.
Also, this if you zoom out far enough on the map, some of the icons you've used for people, and when you're zoomed in, they're definitely looking like people. But when you're zoomed out and you have glasses like mine, they look like little bits of flame.
Cool. Yes, I see. So, I see which ones.
So for half a second, I panicked. Because I was wondering what else you had changed on the map when I wasn't looking.
Would I do a thing like that?
Yes. Oh, yes, well, maybe. Because so would I.
I suppose. There. That's what I should have done in the first place. There we are. I'm sorry, I lost the thread of everything. What with all cats being pills. Are you a pill? Yes, you're a pill. And whatnot. Okay.
So, Ram was walking towards the back, and Tuxa was bantering, and Sen was dealing with the concussed bad guy.
Right, and Tuxa was, he's the military one. Sen gets. Is... not putting away his blaster, but isn't definitely holding it not at Antuxa and is looking warily at the visible exits and whatnot. Antuxa, from here you can tell that there's definitely a backstage door that leads somewhere. It's left open.
I have already done a thing, so I'm going to wait until next round.
Okay. I will not use the kabam at this moment. The bodyguards are maintaining bodyguard stances at the two possible threats.
Pretty sure you're saying kabam, kabam, and kachunk and all that because you're hearing sounds when you advance the combat tracker.
Uh-huh.
You are the only one who hears that.
Really?
I hear it when you do it, at least
part of the time. Huh. Because I hear it when you do it on the D&D.
I never hear it. It might be an individual setting thing.
Oh.
Because I turned off a lot of sounds because they would end up in the recording.
I thought they were ending up in the recording being cool, going kaboom. I'm surprised you're not hearing them, but I suppose Discord isn't making the sound, so it's not filtering the sound in.
Well, also, what you're talking about wouldn't be through Discord at all. It would be through Foundry.
Exactly. Yeah, all the times that people have heard things is when I was like playing something in Discord and then you hear it coming through the Discord microphone for some reason.
No, I've never heard it. But we are tangenting again.
This must be, we are a tangent. We will go, in that case, I don't have to worry about how loud it is. Sen, you have intimidated someone who is concussed, and this was probably like shooting fish in a barrel, possibly with a hand grenade.
Yes, well, it made me feel better.
Yes, it did.
Sen is now going to attempt to maneuver the person who used to have all of the weapons and, like, drag him down.
Careful, they're armed with a chair.
I assume that that Sen can shove the chair off.
Sen can do whatever Sen wants with the chair.
Well, now I'm imagining this person coming upright in the chair still being stuck to their face.
Ran has gotten to the chapter in his sleight of hand book that says that's a bad idea.
I assume he's not struggling very effectively.
He is not.
Sen sort of attempts to gesture with the hands that are full of assassin. Hey, bodyguard types, do you want to, like, take this guy?
Considering it's past 10 o'clock, and this is an absolutely wonderful option, since various and sundry things have gone on, I think that now is about the time when, in fact, the backup of thugs shove open a door, the front door of all places, and start going, hey, where's Sandcast? And I think it might be a good idea to end it now, since some people probably have to sleep.
I do have morning in the morning.
Yes.
For goodness sake.
let me check something here. Line of sight. I could throw that table. Oh, this table. I knew Rand took his drinks from that table for a reason. Two thugs, corner pocket. No, that's side pocket. Two thugs, side pocket. Let's do this. Next session. We're going to do this next session.
The question is, does the salad do bonus damage?
They have to make a save, and if they fail, they get a poison effect.
Oh, dear. I feel like I'm just going to have to draw this about now, so just so that it will be appropriate. I'll just put that. I'll update that. Okay, there. See?
No, I don't see what you did.
Fill type. Solid. Let's see. And then I do this, and I think I can... No. It's being. Oh, there. Select.
I did the fighting with Foundry before we started the session, so you wouldn't have to fight with it now.
See? Look. I can make the thing move around now. See? Fake table.
Thank you. But we have been playing for over 2 hours, and I believe you said something about ending it. So I am going to be the anti-Lutheran and not spend this entire time saying goodbye. Instead, I am going to end with this. Did you know that Io's mom writes books?
At ElizabethMcCoy.com. And check them out. If you go to the Smashwords links, the novels tend to have about half of the novel available as a sample there, so you can really tell if you want to buy it. I mean, I hope you want to buy it, but if you don't like it, I wouldn't want you to buy it, because that would make you sad. And if you were sad, you'd leave me a bad review. And I'd much rather you leave me a good review, because you like it. So only buy things you like. And speaking of things that we like.
These games. I like these games, because they make me laugh with so much joy. I love spending time with my friends. And you know what else? I record these and release them as a podcast. So wherever you found it, you could find more like it at aaronbsmith.com. There's a whole bunch of stuff that I make there. Everything that I make, I put there. You can also follow us on the Fediverse. It is aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. And we have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can help us keep the lights on along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshan, Walter, Liv Drummond, and patron emeritus Cindy. And maybe the Sandcastle guy. Who knows? He might feel generous.
Until next time, this is Beth saying, Sandcast, you're going down! Night, everyone.
I made my roll by a lot. How about you go up? That's not canon. We're saving that for next time.
I want you all to admire my restraint in not pulling out my lightsaber.
I have been admiring it all session.
Because if I had pulled out my lightsaber, that might have solved several problems, but then we would have had a different problem.
Lightsabers, the solution to and cause of all of our problems. Also accounting. Accounting is the solution and cause of all of our problems as well. When you said...
Lightsaber is mostly the cause and solution to my problems.
That also. We are still recording, by the way. So I do want it to be in the recording. When I say that, when Sen said, you have too many weapons, this player, not Rand, because I don't think Rand heard it, this player was thinking, you have a saber staff and a lightsaber on you. Canonically, you've got both of those right now. One of those could kill everyone in here.
I don't think I have an extra lightsaber.
You got one from the dark. Oh, did you give that one back?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. You do have a saber staff, but that is more than adequate for everything else. But it doesn't make my point as well, and I feel bad about it. I'm going to stop the recording now.